Good morning, everyone. Good morning. In biblical times, believers, Jews, would travel up towards Jerusalem to the top of the hill where the temple was, and they would all travel together, and it would take quite a long time because they would just walk. And whilst they were traveling in big groups of families and friends, they would be singing. They would be singing psalms, actually. They would be singing psalms written mostly by King David, and those would be called the Songs of Ascent. When they're walking up the mountain together, you know, you can imagine this, just all going on a sort of trip or a holiday together, and they're all going and they're all just singing together with that whole feel that of communion, of unity. And so today we start by singing in that same spirit. So if I could start with a word of prayer, and then we'll start with some songs. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for this chance to be able to come to this beautiful place with these beautiful brothers and sisters. Lord, we know that it is so much better when we are gathered together. And we know that your presence is here. And it's at this time that we just let go and leave behind all the things that we may have been struggling this week, or the challenges, or just the busyness of life. And just this morning, we will come to you and focus on you, and we will ascend this mountain together. And we will bring you praise, because you are worthy of all praise. And we thank you, God.
Let us start the ascension. Let's begin the climb up this holy mountain where your glory shines further up, further in, just to be with you again. Let us start the ascension. Let us start the ascension. Let's begin the climb up this holy mountain where your glory shines further up, further in, just to be with you again. Let us start the ascension. Let's go again. Let us start. Let us start the ascension. Let's begin the climb up this holy mountain where your glory shines further up, further in, just to be with you again. Let us start the ascension. One last time. Let us start the ascension. Let's begin the climb up this holy mountain where your glory shines further up, further in, just to be with you again. Let us start the ascension. Let us start the ascension. Let us start the ascension.
God, again, we just thank you that we are even able to know you, that we can reach you. And that's simply because you first loved us, and that you reached down to us. And Lord, it is with that gratefulness and with that humility that we come to you now. We exalt you and lift you high. Your presence is all we need. And there is no one like you, God.
Your presence is all I need. It's all I want and all I seek. And without it, without it, there's no meaning. presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, without it, I'm not living. And I will exalt you,
to you this morning, that
Lord, as we exalt you, that there will be no other name that will be lifted high but yours, Jesus. And this morning, why don't we just dwell? Why don't we just dwell in God's presence right now? Because when we see Jesus, we know that all things will fade away. And when we meet with Jesus, when our eyes are just fixed on Jesus, we see how beautiful he is. We see how flawless he is, how perfect he is in all his ways. So as we fix our gaze, let's just have just a moment, just to realize how beautiful he is. And how he sees you. He sees every detail of you. He knows your thoughts, your ways, and yet he still loves you. So in response, why don't we say thank you, and let's just worship and really praise and say, you know what, Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. You are so beautiful. Let my praise overflow. Jesus, beautiful Savior, God of all majesty, risen King, Lamb of God, holy and righteous, blessed Redeemer, bright morning star, and all the heavens.
Jesus, we thank you. We know we stand here, not because of who we are and what we did, but because of who you are and what you did. We thank you for that. Spirit, fill this place and fill our hearts now. As we hear your word, we yearn to hear your voice speaking into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a seat. declare again, you are.
You are the way, the truth and the life. You live by faith and not by sight. For you, we're living all for you.
Shall we stand? So many voices, so many things demanding our attention. Lord, help us cut through all that. Let all the other names and voices fade away till all we have is you, because we know that you are the truth and that it is your spirit that gives life. That you are King and King forevermore. The everlasting God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And we are but a vapor in the wind. But Lord, you, Lord, give us meaning and purpose. You give us life and life to the full. And we submit to you, O King. Declare of your goodness and grace forevermore.
To his design, the one whom angel hosts revere, hung the stars like chandeliers, numbered every grain of sand, knows the heart of every man. He is King forever. He is King forever. He is King forevermore, forevermore. God, our fortress and our strength, the rock on which we can depend. Matchless in his majesty, his power and authority, unshaken by the schemes of man, the never changing great I am. Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, he is faithful through it all. A crown him King forever, crown him King forever, crown him King forevermore. Almighty God in mortal flesh, forsaken by your traitor's kiss, the curse of sin and centuries did pierce the lowly Prince of Peace, who lifted high the sinless man, crucified the spotless lamb, buried by the sons of man. But he was rescued by the Father's hand to reign as King forever. Reign as King forever. Reign as King forevermore. King eternal, God of grace, we crown you with the highest praise. Shouts and saints adore your holy, holy, holy Lord. What joy in everlasting life, all is love and faith is sight. Justice rolls and praises rise at the name of Jesus Christ, King of kings forever.
Lift us up on
soars up on wings like eagles.
Standing here. Standing here in your presence, thinking of the good things you have done, waiting here patiently just to hear your still small voice again. Holy, righteous, faithful to the end, Savior, Redeemer and friend, I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are. Jesus.
Should we sing standing here?
Standing here in your presence, thinking of the good things you have done, waiting here patiently just to hear your still small voice again. Holy, righteous, faithful to the end, Savior, you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are, Jesus. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you for who you are, Jesus.
worship. We will worship you for who you are. We will worship you for who you are. We will worship you for who you are.